USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. While the President and the Speaker of the House publicly called last night's budget and debt ceiling talks productive, some of those on the fringes of both parties say they're not happy with what they're hearing.
I think there would be a huge backlash from our entire House Democratic, you know, caucus, certainly the progressives.
Washington State Democrat Pramila Jayapal on the possibility of cuts to social programs. As for the looming federal defaults,
whatever default Joe Biden is threatening is on Joe Biden.
That's House Republican Whip Tom Emmer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told his GOP colleagues today he's nowhere near a deal. A Nazi flag was among the items seized from a U-Haul truck that crashed into barricades in Lafayette Park across from the White House last night. The driver, a 19-year-old from suburban St. Louis, is under arrest. Arizona's governor has vetoed a bill that would have banned teachers from referring to students by the name they wish to be called. Governor Katie Hobbs called the measure an attack on transgender children. A bill that would protect doctors who perform abortions has passed the Democrat-controlled Nevada legislature and awaits the signature or veto of the Republican governor. New home sales are up for the fifth straight month. They're up by 4% year over year, ending in April. Biggest gains are in the South and Midwest. The nationwide average sales price, just over $500,000. Elon Musk's SpaceX wants to join the fight over the future of its launch pad in South Texas. Nearby residents are suing the FAA to stop future launches, citing damage. SpaceX wants to be a co-defendant. Ford is changing its mind when it comes to AM radio. CEO Jim Farley's reversing a decision announced about a month ago and now says AM will stay in all its vehicles. He says the about-face comes after learning about the importance of AM as part of the National Emergency Alert System. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Social media is making news on several fronts. TikTok is suing the state of Montana over its recently passed ban on any resident of the state using the app. Lawyers say the ban violates the First Amendment. WhatsApp is coming out with a feature that will allow you to edit your messages within 15 minutes of sending them. You've probably seen how artificial intelligence can create anything from an answer to a simple question to an entire novel. Now Adobe is integrating AI into Photoshop. You'll be able to extend images, add items, and remove objects. And Venmo is unveiling a version of its money-sharing app for teens, but you will be able to monitor how your kids are using it. Experts say it's important to have a hard talk with your kids about just how to use it. In the year since 19 students and 2 teachers were killed by a gunman inside a school in Uvalde, Texas, as police stood outside, the city's hired an independent investigator. But the county DA has refused to turn over important evidence to that investigator. Now, a possible way forward.
We've reached an agreement with the judge looking over the shoulders of both parties.
Uvalde City Manager Vince DiPiazza says both the city and the DA, who is conducting her own investigation, have agreed to a deal that he says is vital for both.
It really is key for us to get done the part that we have to do and to do it right. We don't want any backtracking. We don't want any do-overs.
Tomorrow's the one-year anniversary of the shootings at Robb Elementary School. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.